It's Thursday, May 14, 2009.
Zombie lies, EPA and pesticides, and God chooses sides. Plus,
life as we know it will no longer exist in 20 years. The air will be toxic with carbon dioxide. Mountains will slide into the oceans. California and Florida underwater. Who could save the planet from its peril?
That would be us, Glenn. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this is your Green News Report.
Al Gore's behind me now, isn't he?
Okay, here she is now, saving our planet from peril. You promise, right?
Yeah.
Our own Desi Doyen.
Yeah, that was Fox News host Glenn Beck in our opening, who's doing a whole week of what he's calling inconvenient segments, attempting to cast doubt on the science of climate change.
Dramatic much? I rather enjoyed it.
Yeah,
thanks,
can check out the full video on our website at greennews.bradblog.com. It's really funny, although probably not in the way he intended. Anyway, later in that segment, Beck promotes a new zombie lie.
What's a zombie lie?
Oh, zombie lies are false assertions that have been debunked over and over, only to rise again and again. It's like whack-a-mole trying to swat down the same debunked lies.
Yeah, who came up with that phrase, zombie
lies? I have no idea, but it works perfectly.
All right.
Anyway, the Wall Street Journal reported on a so-called secret White House memo that supposedly said EPA regulations will destroy the economy. This so-called secret memo was promptly picked up by Republicans in Congress and then dutifully broadcast by corporate media outlets. The problem is, it's simply not true.
What's not true? What the memo said?
The memo,
that it was a secret?
The memo actually, it's
what
not that it was
memo?
A secret, it was not a memo. It's actually just a single comment that was included in an interagency comment document. It's part of a standard process. It was one comment from one guy who was a holdover from the Bush administration who burrowed into the Small Business Administration. That's it. There's no secret White House memo. There's no disagreement with the White House and the EPA.
What did it say?
Basically that he called into question the economic effects of bringing in climate cap and trade legislation.
And the Republicans are claiming that this is proof that they
that the White House disagrees with the EPA,
okay.
That they're hiding their disagreements. And also, it's just one excellent example of how zombie lies, begin. The Republican media machine manages to manufacture a controversy, then make it into a major story for a whole news cycle, even though it's false. But it'll live forever on Google.
Yeah, and on Fox News, where it plays all day long on all the different shows, no matter how much truth there is or isn't in it.
Yes. The EPA this week banned the pesticide carbofuran, both in the U.S. and on imported food products,
What's it called?
Carbofuran.
Okay.
Saying that it's, quote, a toxic insecticide that does not meet current U.S. food safety standards. Specifically, the EPA revoked regulations that previously had permitted small residues of carbofuran on our food, saying that though the acceptable levels of that pesticide remaining on food are no longer acceptable and no longer safe for humans to have. The PR battle over cap and trade has reached a fever pitch in Congress, with fossil fuel industry spending nearly $76 million in lobbying since January, and now God has entered the climate change debate, but it's unclear which side he's on. The American,
Or she. That's right.
The AmericanValuesNetwork.org has launched a radio ad campaign in southern states pointing to the Gospel of John to argue that Christians should support climate change legislation in Congress.
People of faith are speaking out. A great assembly of Christian pastors and churches and America's military leaders are demanding that Congress pass a climate bill that creates jobs, reduces our dependence on foreign oil, and especially protects the vulnerable families and communities at home and abroad who are most hurt by climate change.
Well, so it sounds like the religious folks are in favor of climate change.
Well, some of them. Meanwhile, back in Congress, Republicans are also quoting scripture. Here's Illinois Representative John Shimkus recently arguing against the need to address climate change.
Yes, after he was quoting scripture in this hearing, right?
Yes.
Here's what he said.
The earth will end only when God declares it's time to be over. Man will not destroy this earth. This earth will not be destroyed by a flood. I appreciate having panelists here who are men of faith, but I do believe God's word is infallible.
What does that mean? That's Congressman Shimkus. So he's saying God is against climate change regulations because...
I'm not exactly sure what the point is of that, but if you'll notice that the people in that hearing were men of faith, not men of science, and this is about the science behind climate change.
So it's unclear whose side God is on. We did receive a letter from a listener, though, and we thank you. Please send us your thoughts at greennews@bradblog.com on this. Al Sowens, whose email address begins obeytobesaved@, not going to give the rest of his address, but he says, y'all are evil, in all caps. So y'all love evil and hate good, he says about the Green News Report. The glue that binds y'all together is a commitment to sin, i.e. rebellion against the will of God. The cure for your eternal malaise is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, obedience to Jesus Christ, but y'all don't want to hear that. Lots of luck. Al Sowens.
You know, his timing is good. House Democrats said yesterday that they're close to an agreement and will move the bill into markup next week.
So that makes them evil and us evil?
It depends, I suppose, on who your perspective comes from.
All right, word is still out on whose side God is on. You can read that letter and you can read much more at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been God's Green News Report.
Al Gore's behind me now, isn't he?